Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, I'll Be Your Sister. It's me, Ellie Zeiler, the host of the I'll Be Your Sister podcast. I'm very excited to be back and talking about today's topic, which is all about social media tips, how to have social media be your job, and my personal experience with starting social media as my full-time job and career, and also the pros and cons that come along with it. All right, so basically how this topic got started is I did a Q&A on my Instagram story for another podcast episode that will be coming out, and I got a lot of people asking me for tips on how to have social media be your job, how can I start social media, how can I get past the fear of posting on social media, and I feel like I have a lot of advice. Obviously, I have now been doing social media for the past 4 years, which is crazy. I started posting when it was March of 2020, when we first started in quarantine, when I was 16. It's now 2024 in March, and I'm 20 years old. And I feel like I have definitely gone through a lot of ups and downs with my social media journey. It has definitely been something that I have had to learn from. And again, I have, I think, like, overall big advice that I have for you guys and I want to share with you guys. So I don't think a lot of people know this, but I actually grew up, I always tell people that I grew up, instead of watching TV and like movies and cable growing up, I always was watching YouTube. I would watch the like OG YouTube creators like Alicia Marie, Miss Remy Ashton, Bethany Moda. That was like my generation of the DIY Target Starbucks hauls in that time. And so I always grew up like idolizing and loving social media, and I would make YouTube videos in my room, but I would, especially I think in middle school and high school, I would post and edit these YouTube videos, and I would post them during the weekend when I had free time, and then come Monday I would go to high school and be embarrassed and get bullied for it, so I would take them down. My mom always said to me, like, if you're not gonna post these videos and keep them up and like have this actually be something that you want to be your job, then you're not allowed to just scroll on social media aimlessly. So I had screen time on my phone growing up. So I had like an hour of Instagram every day, 30 minutes of Snapchat, and then on TikTok, I actually had 1 minute of TikTok because my mom didn't know how to get it to 0 minutes. And so I literally didn't even know what I was missing. I would scroll on TikTok. This is like before TikTok was even like a big thing. This is in 2019 when it first started. I would scroll on TikTok for like 2 or 3 TikToks, and then my screen time would lock up, and I was just like, oh, that's all the TikTok I get for the day. So I didn't even know what it really was or what I was missing. I just knew it was like this kind of dance platform. So fast forward, we go into quarantine, and I remember my brother had actually hacked our screen time password, and I made a TikTok of me eating cereal in my brother's room, and it got something like 3 million views. I posted another one that got like 4 million, another one. And then I would say like 5 videos in, I got a video that went really, really viral and got like 15 million views. And like a few weeks in, I got a call from an agency called WME. And I would say actually this is probably when my parents actually realized that this could be a job for me and that this was legit, because WME is a huge entertainment agency, and WME was just starting their social media division in their agency. So I got a call from these two people. At the time, they were actually Addison Rae's agent, or actually they still are Addison Rae's agents. And they called me and they were like, we really want to represent you, we think that you're great, we whatever, see you on social media. What do you think about brand deals, and what do you think about like starting to promote things on TikTok? And at the time, I had just started, again, it was probably like 3 weeks into me starting my social media career, and it was mostly my parents talking on this call, and I remember they asked this, and I instantly spoke up. I didn't even let my parents answer the question, and I was like, absolutely not. I have been doing this for now 3 weeks, almost a month. If I saw myself or saw someone going viral on social media and instantly started selling me products, I would be so turned off by them and I would never want to be their fan again. I would unfollow them and not trust anything they said. But my parents always say that like they were very impressed that I could make that decision because, again, there was all this money on the table that I declined because I knew that it was important to be authentic with my followers and kind of build a trust. And I said on this call, I was like, my followers don't even know who I am yet. I need them to trust me and know who I am as a person. I think a lot of people get on social media and instantly see the money side of it and instantly see the like, oh, I'm gonna try and get all of these brands to send me a bunch of things and tag them and try as make as much money as I can off of it, which in my opinion just comes off so inauthentic. And so I'm really happy that I made that decision because it took me probably a year to really gain respect of everyone that was following me and see me for me and see someone that like, again, was good at fashion and really liked makeup and all of these different things and could actually trust my advice when I was selling products and working with companies. All right, so that is how I started on social media. And now I want to give you guys some tips. All right, my number one piece of advice is this concept that Nike created, which is just do it. This kind of goes back to the regret that I had of when I would create all of these videos in high school and instantly take them down because I was scared of what people thought of me. And I wish that I broke through that fear because I think like it could have benefited me or like been my career faster. Once I heard this quote, I really understood why on social media you start it and you feel so weird about it. And then once you're successful, you don't feel weird about it, which is that people think that you're cringy until you're successful. I love that quote so much because it is so true. When I first started social media and I was posting, the amount of people that I know that went to my high school and made fun of me was basically everyone. And now that it's my job and something that I make money off of and something that I do every day and I've gotten to experience all these things, now that I'm quote unquote successful through it, now they think that like, oh wow, it's so cool that she does that, which they're literally the same people that would make fun of me. And it's just kind of this concept of like, if you want to be doing something, you have to do it for yourself and not care what other people think, which is so freaking hard. Guys, the amount of times that I have posted on social media a video that I was scared to post because of what I thought someone else would do. When I was in middle school, I used to be so scared of the people that I was going to school with, like seeing my videos. Same with high school. I was so scared of posting and having girls and boys see my videos. And then when I moved to LA, I was so scared of people seeing my videos and judging me based off of that. I think the reason that a lot of people made fun of me when I was younger for when I first started posting on social media is because it unnerved them that I was being authentic to myself and that I knew what I wanted to do and that I had a passion that I was actually going for and trying for. And I think like a lot of people, when they see that you're doing something that's out of the ordinary, especially in high school and like in college when you're growing up and everyone's supposed to be put on the same path, as soon as you go off that path, people instantly see you as different and see what you're doing as a way to make fun of you or judge you. And it's hard because I don't ever like to say this about myself, that people are necessarily jealous or insecure, but I think like I can look back at the younger Ellie and this little 16-year-old girl who was doing social media and filming videos in her room because she genuinely loved it, and having people call her embarrassing or post my videos on their private stories on Snapchat and make fun of me. And I wish I could give that little girl a hug because I know that looking back, those kids were jealous of me. And oh, I hate even saying that they were jealous of me, but it's not even me. Like, this 20-year-old Ellie that I'm talking about. It's like this little girl that I was talking about that I look back and like, I just know that when you're being authentic to yourself and when you're doing something that you actually want to do, people are always going to hate on that. Always. 1000%. This does not just have to do in social media. If you're passionate about being an astronaut, or if you're passionate about going to a specific college, or you're passionate about going into fashion or writing or design, anything that you want to do, people are always going to be unnerved by confidence and authenticity, especially if they don't know what they want to do with themselves. And it is really funny and ironic because there are so many people, guys, I can probably like name 10 people from my high school that made fun of me when I was starting social media and would, again, post about me and call me out and embarrass me at school about it. And these 10 people are like posting on social media as if it's like that, like they want it to be their job now. And it's so crazy because in the moment I was like, why are these people making fun of me? Like, why do I feel so insecure when I'm posting on social media? Why do I feel like all of these people are making fun of me? And it is because they were insecure on what I knew that I wanted to do and insecure and jealous of my confidence. And so I now bring it, I guess, not talking about myself and bringing it back to you guys. If you want to do anything and if you want social media to be your career, send it. Just do it. Be fully yourself and think about what you want to do and why you want to do it. And if you have this like yearning to be a social media content creator, just do it. Because trust me, people think that you're cringy until you're successful. And a message to the haters, I challenge you to take that energy of judging other people and judging people doing what they actually want to do with their lives and ask yourself what you want to do with your life and what you are passionate about, and take all of that negative energy and turn it into what you want to do so we can all just be a little bit more authentic with ourselves and just go for your goal instead of hating on other people. It's not a fun way to live, trust me. All right, now I wanted to get into my pros and cons list of social media. I'll start out with the cons because I like to start out being negative and then hyping it up with some positivity at the end. The first con is that it cannot be turned off. I go on my phone, I would say 24/7. I am thinking about posting. I rarely ever live in the moment with my friends or with my family or experiences. Actually, it's kind of sad. Like, I often look back on trips that I've taken in the past 4 years with having social media be my job, and on my phone, and I feel like I have not even been on some of them because I think the whole time I was just focused on posting on social media and trying to share my experience with other people instead of living in the moment, which is definitely a con. I think another con that I've really struggled with in my personal life is that a lot of people that are in my close circle and in my personal life and are my close friends think that they don't need to check on me because they think that they know me through social media. Oh, this also has a lot to do with boys. When I go on dates with guys, a lot of them think that they already know me because of the way that I post on social media, which I would say that if you're listening to this podcast, you definitely know the most about me. I'd say out of all the platforms, I'm definitely the realest on my podcast and also I would say on YouTube. But for the people that only follow me, I feel like on Instagram and TikTok, you're only getting such a short piece of my personality and how I actually am in real life. Moving into some of the pros, which I like to focus on 1000%. There have definitely been times in my social media career where things have been so hard and I've gotten so much hate that my parents have been like, why don't you just stop? Why don't you just quit? And number one, I grew up being trained to not be a quitter, obviously. But number two is because there really are so many pros that come along with social media, and I am so I can't even put into words how grateful I am that this is my job and that I get to do this every day. So I hope that that comes through on this podcast. I really, really hope that it does. But I think like being on social media, it's given me a great big place to connect with people that are just like me. I think growing up, it's really easy to think that you're alone. And I think one of the great things about social media and being on TikTok, I would say, is that a lot of the things that you grow up struggling with, when you go on social media, you find people that are just like you and have experienced things similar to you, and you feel like you're not as alone in the world, which is a really, really nice place to think of social media as. I think that the biggest pro and one of the biggest reasons why I've been able to continue doing social media and having it be my job despite all of this hate is because I always knew and felt like I needed social media to be able to make a big impact on the world. I have always felt very passionate about talking about being Jewish and growing up with that and growing up experiencing anti-Semitism. And a lot of people don't know the story about how I started with that. Again, I want to talk about it in a different podcast episode, but I did grow up always being a little activist and talking about this, and I always knew that if I could continue building my audience on social media, that ultimately I knew that it would be for the better and that I could create a positive impact on the world with it, which is one of the biggest reasons why I continue to do it every day. All right, everyone. Hopefully this episode inspired you to, if you want social media to be your job, to just send it and just go for it. If you have positive intentions with it being something that you want to turn a hobby into a job or a career or something that you work on every day, I think that you should just do it. If you want to listen to more podcast episodes, you can find I'll Be Your Sister on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you could rate this podcast episode, that would be great as well. If you guys want to talk to me about this episode, you can find me on all platforms at Ellie Zeiler. I love you so much, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys. Thank you.